It is the Friday show. Excellent stuff. Tessa Simakulwa, Chris Barber and Adam Smith all here on the phone. We've got Michael Bailey, we've got Nick Illingsworth to talk about Norwich and Southampton respectively. But we will just do the games in order as they come and ignore the last one because life's too short. So we're going to start off with West Ham United versus Newcastle United. Tessa, one side for whom the tide feels very much like it's going out all of a sudden this season and one for whom it feels as though it's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Newcastle have done really well. It's three wins and a bounce. Kieran Trippier's in good form, although I think he broke his metatarsal now, so might be out for 6 to 8
metatarsals
weeks.
Are back. Who knew? Who saw it coming? The metatarsal is back in a big way. Kieran Trippier's leading the way. It must be a World Cup year.
I think so. I think it's the free kicks he keeps taking. Yeah. Like Beckham used to get them. I think it must be something with the free kick. James Ward-Prowse is probably next with his broken metatarsal as well. I'm not trying to jinx anything. But yeah, Newcastle have been very, very well. They've played very well. They've looked bright. They've got a target man in Chris Wood who's come in. Even though he hasn't scored many goals, he's been the focal point, which has allowed them to push up the pitch. Dan Byrne made his debut against Villa as well, and he seemed very assured. He's better than all the other centre-backs for me. And West Ham, they're on the resurgence as well. They're still up there. They're only 2 points behind United. So it'd be a very interesting game.
It'll be a very interesting game, Adam. I think West Ham just... They look to me like a football team that's just a bit sick of it. It's been a slog for them. There's not many of them. The 2-2 draw against Leicester, they could have done with winning all of that. There is aspects here. You know, they get a tidy enough win against Watford, but they don't surprise anyone. Looked a bit goosed against Kidderminster. Not great before then. It just all looks like it's just become a bit much, staying the pace.
Yeah, and I think... The Kurt Zouma thing, which obviously morally I have a major problem with him and what West Ham have done and everything, and so this isn't to sort of belittle that, but it was almost like the very last thing they needed in a sort of, it happened and it was a very much like, it felt like everybody was going, oh, like everyone around the club was a bit like, what are we supposed to do? Now, like, how are we supposed to react? What are we supposed to do? That loads of people will not be happy with him being there, the other players and things, just angry at all. So it really felt like just the straw that broke the camel's back on their season, and it'll be interesting to see how they kind of respond to that and whether they can circle the wagons enough to make that to mean that that's sort of just about survivable. But that's a real, it really just adds to the feeling that things aren't great there at the moment, I think.